the training that I had in the early 80s and everything was basically get a job for a person as quickly as you can. I think that was the biggest thing. They weren't really into what I would call a holistic approach to the individual. Whereas with the evidence-based practice that we have with supported employment, I think the biggest thing that was really strange for me to grasp and kind of sink my teeth in was you keep that person, I mean, that person is in supported employment forever. It's not a limited time thing. It's not like when the person gets a job and, oh, I follow them for 90 days and that's it. Nah, I was surprised to find out that it's unlimited in time. And I really like that because I like to maintain contact with those persons on a continual basis, even years down the road. And it's made a huge difference to me as to look at the model that supported employment has and say, I can use it and integrate that on a daily basis with the consumers that I see right now. And I feel more comfortable using this practice than I had previously. Actually, what has happened is that we've been able to tap into funding where it's not limited based. In other words, after 90 days, a person, you close their case and that's it. There is funding out there to continue to follow along this person kind of forever. And you got to remember, follow along is, it could be just a call to the person. You know, checking with them to see how they're doing. Has your job changed? You've got more job duties. How's things going there? Have you advanced yourself, et cetera, et cetera. Actually, I'm going to be real honest. The agency that I worked for, one prior, were very accepting of that, and they didn't have a problem. I mean, it was almost kind of like, you know what, if we don't have the funding for it, so what? Let's continue to follow that person because that is part of their road to recovery and as part of their future as well. And I will tell you this. I think that's been a good practice is letting them know that I am working with them as an individual, not as an individual in a group, or I've got, you know, 40 people on my caseload. I let them know that every one of my, and all of our plans that we make for people, and you hear it all the time, is individual plans. Well, ours really is, because I really focus on their drive, their desire, their motivation, their interest, kind of what turns them on, you know, basically, and then to find out what their vocational or employment interest might be. And you know what? I really want to honor that interest that they have. But if it's something that, oh, it may not be feasible or practical at this time, then we discuss the reasons why it cannot be at this time, but look at maybe down the road. You know, like somebody wants to be a brain surgeon. Well, we got to graduate from high school first, and then we go on to college and then everything else. So we talk about the practicality of if this is what you want to be when you grow up, here's the kind of hoops that we're going to have to jump through in order to get there.